This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we got the Robert Scott Bell Show cranking up another broadcast week here on radio. Thanks to our friends syndicating us at GCN. You can go to robertscottbell.com and catch any of the archives as well here at GCNlive.com. We got a lot of things on my mind today. I am, from time to time, I participate in what we call online webinars and seminars and summits and all kinds of cool things. And, you know, mostly they're focused on different physical ailments healing. Of course, if you're a longtime listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you know body, mind, spirit, it's all included here. And, you know, one of the things that's come up a lot right now in the past year plus is the issue of fear, F-E-A-R. Some have argued false evidence appearing real. That's something you've heard about. The idea of fear and what it manifests, how it manifests, and how it may be helpful, how it may be harmful, is a subject. Also, how to overcome it or conquer it is a subject of a summit, an online summit. And I connected with this man from my friend, Dr. Ravi Kulasekara, who I know through Trinity School of Natural Health, and he's a bright light. He's a good-hearted healer as well. He has a school called the Bhakta School of Transformation. It says devoted to lasting inner peace and well-being. And, boy, we can use a lot of that right now. Welcome, my friend Kay Darji, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good to be back.
Now, you've been on my show during the weekdays. This is the first time you're on the radio side of things. And I want to kind of get a little backstory on you, how you got to where you go to lead into this Conquer Your Fear Summit that I'm participating in now that we have just engaged in. It's going to be available when all of that. We'll get into those details. But what your journey, what brought you to this Bhakta School of Transformation? Because it doesn't sound like it's about drugging people back to health.
Absolutely not. I grew up, I was raised in two traditions. The first was a tradition of holistic health and healing due to serious illnesses that I had, that I grew up with, that started in my early teens. And then by the time I got into my mid-20s, I had a whole host of other illnesses, including a liver that had stopped functioning, left kidney that had stopped functioning, type 2 diabetic before age 25, waking up with fasting bloods of 675, if you know how outrageous that
wow.
is.
Wow. I mean, how are you alive?
Yeah, right. Well, that's what they said when I dragged myself to the emergency room. How are you even alive and breathing? So I was so debilitated from, frankly, the standard American diet and a very poor lifestyle of burning the candle at both ends, not getting enough restful sleep, drinking only the sugary Welch's juices that have 50 to 75 grams of sugar in them per serving, never drinking water. Mm. I was just and eating, you know, processed food fragments, eating out of boxes and bags, and was very, very ill. And at one point, my mother looked at me, and she had gotten involved with some holistic and health and well-being steps and had begun reading about George Oshawa, who was the founder of the macrobiotic movement, mm. who had as his elder disciple, Michio Kushi. And my mother made some changes in her lifestyle after reading some of Oshawa's work and then turned to me one day and said, look, we're going to New York City He's coming here. Who's coming here? George Yoshao is coming to New York City. You need to meet this man. I was 9.5 years old, I think, at that point. And so she took me, introduced me to him. I had interaction. I used to sit in George Oshawa's acupuncture treatment room, and he would have me sit in one place. He would treat people with acupuncture, pat me on the head, and say, watch very carefully.
Mm.
So then Oshawa went back to New York, to Japan, long story short. And then years later, Michio Kushi started the Kushi Institute, and it was based on his macrobiotic movement of his mentor. And at that point in time, macrobiotics was indeed a whole food, plant-based meal plan lifestyle approach that also included the meditation and spiritual methods of Shintoism. And they were combined and also included hands-on healing from Japan and, of course, acupuncture, acupressure, and shiatsu massage. And so when I caught up with Michio years later after my early interaction with George Oshawa, he invited me to enter the Kushi Institute, and long story short, I graduated with degrees in Oriental medicine, Chinese medicine, acupuncture, and acupressure, and the particular hands-on healing approach that was taught by his wife, Abilene, that came from ancient traditions in Japan connected to Shintoism, and began to heal myself of all of my early chronic health conditions that doctors were not able to address. And that I was getting sicker and sicker by being on the medications that they gave me.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened is I got busy with other aspects of my life. And literally, I had a practice. It was overseen by Michio, supervised by Michio Kushi in New York City for almost 20 years, healing patients of all kinds of dis-ease, lack of well-being, and serious diseases. But the one thing I had not done in helping others and healing others is I had not made the complete commitment to lifestyle change for myself.
Mm.
And so even after graduating from Kushi Institute, because I had not examined and made the lifestyle changes for a permanent transformation, I slid back. I slid back. I stopped caring for my own health, even as I was caring for others. And I became very, very sick again. And then I met my spiritual guru, and this is the second tradition that I was raised in. So I was playing music, traveling through Eastern India and Far East Asia, and met my spiritual guru in India. And it was just an amazing relationship that, while he was in physical form, lasted for almost 20 years, in which he mentored me on what we call today Siddha science, which includes, and it embraces the energy substratum of everything, which I refer to as the spiritual power, one of the four pillars of total well-being. And so my spiritual guru taught me that because everything is based on power and everything needs power, and that power comes from God, that all healing and any attempt to become fearless, to literally eliminate fear, starts with love for God, all-consuming love for God, which is love for our own God nature, our own God power. And so over 18 and a half years, and I entered a monastic tradition in entering this path, 18 and a half years, I was completely transformed. That was the missing piece that helped me to integrate everything that Michio had taught me for all those years prior. And completely reversed, you know, I was told I was going to have a new liver. I was on a wait list for a liver transplant. I was told that my left kidney stopped functioning. It would have to come out, otherwise I was not going to survive. I was told my type 2 diabetes would be lifelong. I was given a long list of medications. And when I questioned the meds about the side effects, the doctor said, well, yeah, of course there are going to be side effects, but don't worry. When those happen, we have other meds to address the side effects of the initial medications we gave you. And then I said, well, what about the side effects of those? And so it was clear, so clear as day. If I go down that path, I'm going to be on the medical treadmill for the rest of my life. And
it's
so
fascinating. Kedarji, it's so fascinating that your journey parallels mine in our own unique ways, right? Energetically, you know, the learning, the teaching, the although I think I thought I was stubborn. I wasn't at the point of liver failure or a kidney failing. I'm thinking, boy, you are a tough one to put up with that and then make the change.
And my left lung.
Yeah.
My left lung
also
had pneumonia in it. They thought I was imminent. My death was imminent.
Wow. Yeah, no, I saw my future, you know, growing up on similar to the way you did at four food groups. I joke about that. Pizza, hot dogs, Coca-Cola, potato chips, all pesticide-laden, processed, et cetera. And didn't know anything, product of modern medicine. And, you know, I woke up and said, God, please help heal me. And, you know, we'll reveal some of this when we talk about the Conquer Your Fears event that you're sponsoring, hosting, and interviewing folks for. The journey back to health. I love where you went. The power from God, the love for God, because that's the essence of, as I've said so many times over the years, that's where healing really comes from. And where modern medicine has gone wrong isn't because they use drugs necessarily, because they can be used as tools in life and death saving situations. It's when they divorce themselves from the spirit itself that imbued life into the body, the physical body, which they are supposedly well schooled in. And so when I talk about the power to heal, it's not from the power of a drug or the power of having, mental discipline to go through the abuse of medical school. It's a power that comes from God itself and sustains us, much less revitalizes us. And the question is, how do we get disconnected and how do we reconnect? And I know everybody's got their own views and paths on that, but I love that we can share these opportunities and options. Because sometimes people are at a point where, like, something's not working here. I'm missing something here. And I'm thinking, you know, the things you're relating are some of those things that people might go, oh, I haven't tried that. Maybe I should try that. And then getting together with you for this Conquer Your Fear Summit is fun because we get to share. People get to share many different pathways and methods that they have achieved this healing or healings and how to conquer or overcome fears that may be blocking us from taking the steps we need in order to get well and then ultimately stay well for ourselves and others.
Absolutely. And so you asked, how did I come by establishing the Bhakta school?
Mm-hmm.
And I was so transformed and so well taught by my mentors that I simply asked God, what is your will now for me? And the answer was, you have to serve others. You can't just keep this to yourself. And so I, with my spiritual mentor's permission and going inside with God's permission, I thought about establishing this school about 14 years ago based on four pillars of total well-being. The first and primary pillar being...
Hold on. No, don't tell anybody yet. We got a cliffhanger. We're going to come right back from this break with KDARGY, and we're going to find out what those four pillars are. How do you serve others? Not just yourself, and that's part of the beauty of spiritual flow. The more you give, the more you get. It's quite extraordinary. And the healing that you wish for yourself is yours already. But how do you realize it? We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Bellshow.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Very special episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can always go to robertscottbell.com/listen. You can watch, listen to the shows in archive form. However, there's even a chat room at robertscottbell.com now. We are on still some social media networks. We've been banned on YouTube and Spotify, so stay connected. Sign up for email alerts, and you'll learn about what's going on and what events are upcoming, including an event on conquering our fears, which is awesome. And we're with K-Darji today talking about that. He's an author as well, How to Live Strong and Be Happy. Great title right there. I want that. The verses on witness consciousness. This is interesting. I'm reading these titles. They're all interesting. The Coronavirus Era, For the Love of Greed, and How to Be Fearless, Happy, and Resilient in the Age of Noise and Distractions. It's a video home study course and weekend retreat. So you are really putting your efforts into serving others in this way. We talked about the founding of the Bhakta School of Transformation, and you are about to reveal the four pillars. I don't know how many we'll get to, but let's attempt to get to them all eventually.
All right. So we start with pillar number one, the spiritual power, the recognition that God exists in each and every one of us equally. This is what we call equality consciousness. And we begin with methods for recognizing what I refer to as our own God power, which is based on our God nature, that we are God, that we're not just simply children of God, that it is the great Lord who has created this universe that resides inside each and every one of our bodies, right? Which is why the body is the temple in which God resides. And so we begin with that principle and methods for experiencing and expanding our experience of what I refer to as indescribable joy. And so we always have a question that I ask my students. Do you wake up with your heart singing and dancing with indescribable joy? And are you able to sustain that throughout your day? And if not, why not? Because when we talk about fear, fear and love cannot coexist. Where there is love, there is no fear. Where there is fear, there is no love. And so love, God's light, and recognizing that as our true nature is the beginning of dispelling fear forever. In the ocean of indescribable joy, some approaches call it the bliss of the self, but our very nature is joy. We just cover it up with what? How do we cover up a whole ocean of joy? How do we manage to put a blanket over an ocean of love that is endless? Here's how. A restless mind. And so the second pillar we call...
Hold on. Before we don't leave the first pillar yet. This is great stuff.
Yeah,
we
okay,
got time
cool.
here. I wanna,
yeah, good.
Now, there are some things that occur to me as you're talking about it, and you said something that we're not only of God, but we are God. And some people, I think, misinterpret that. They get very nervous when they hear that because it's like, oh, does that mean that I can just smite people and do all kinds of horrible things to people? Obviously, I know you don't mean that, but if you'll take us through that distinction where people may misinterpret that concept.
The misinterpretation is due to a restless mind and the rise of the ego idea, of egoism. God is love. God is compassion. And by recognizing our true nature as God, automatically, and of course over time, as we use the methods to remember to be fully present with our God nature, over time, egoism is dispelled, anxiety, frustration, anger, depression, sarcasm, cynicism, fear. These are all tendencies associated with a restless mind. Once the mind is quieted and made to turn within and we improve our mental state as a result, this recognition of God brings joy, which is a state of love in which there can be no hatred in that moment. And then you expand that moment. There can be nothing but compassion in that moment. And then you expand that. So when I say the recognition we are all God, meaning that there's one, whether you call it Lord or God or Jesus the Christ or the self or the supreme being, these are just labels, and eventually we have to get past the labels to the direct experience of our divinity, because then the labels don't matter.
Beautifully said. I mean, this is what we talk about, the experience and our limitations even of language and of reason and the mind. As much as the mind can be a wonderful tool, it's a dangerous master, right? And so we're talking about going beyond the mental constructs to where God is, and of course, in the spirit flows. Yeah. And it can flow through the mind, but unfortunately people misinterpret the mind as God, and that's where they get into trouble when you say, you are God, I am God. It's like, no, not as a mental ego construct, because God is love, not that power of domination, control, and enslavement. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. We got at least three more pillars with Kay Dargy here from the Bachler School of Transformation, and we're getting to them after this, because the power to heal is yours. Stand by.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The newest mask guidelines from the CDC say Americans who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can take off their masks. But it is hard to tell if someone has had their shots. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells Fox News Sunday, people really have to be honest.
If you are vaccinated, we are saying you are safe, you can take off your mask, and you are not at risk of severe disease or hospitalization from COVID-19. If you are not vaccinated, you are not safe.
Some states and retailers are keeping mask mandates in place for the time being. According to a health official in Germany, it is possible that booster shots may be needed against the coronavirus sometime next year. Officials say the virus and the variants will be hard to beat. This is USA Radio News. At least 33 people were killed by Israeli airstrikes on three different buildings in Gaza City. It was the deadliest single attack in a week of fighting. According to the Gaza Health Ministry, 20 women and children were among the dead. Hamas is still launching rockets into Israel. On Saturday, IDF Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conrigas told reporters that Hamas is actually the target.
We do not want civilians killed. We do not seek their harm. We are trying our best to operate only against the military, only against terrorist infrastructure.
President Biden spoke on Saturday with the Israeli Prime Minister and the Palestinian President. Members of the UN Security Council are meeting to talk about the hostilities in the Middle East. In the Israeli city of Ashkelon, one building suffered a direct hit. Health officials in Gaza say the recent Israeli airstrikes have killed nearly three dozen Palestinians. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Man, I am already fired up and enlivened by the subject discussion that we're doing with KDRG here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. And again, we cannot leave without letting you know about the upcoming Conquer Your Fears event that you can access from all over the world. We're going to get to that. But we're going through these four pillars. And we got through the first one about the spiritual power, equality, consciousness. Fascinating. I love this. I'm just like digging it, as you can tell. I hope you can tell. But we are about to hit number two. So let's go to number two.
Right. Second pillar, improved mental state. So from a restless mind, and in today's day and age, we are overstimulated and pushed with so many distractions that a restless mind is thought to be common and is embraced. So much so that people are frightened of being silent. They're frightened of not being stimulated. You know, if I don't go to my Facebook page, if I turn my radio off, if I decide to stop thinking even for a moment just to breathe, then they're already frightened that there's something wrong. So a shift in understanding must occur. The mind is an energy of consciousness separate from the brain, which is why it has so much power, because it's an energy of consciousness which, as you so correctly stated, if we don't have our minds recognize the source from which the mind comes, then the mind goes off on a maniacal and sometimes egotistical tangent that is very dangerous, because the mind is no longer recognizing God, no longer recognizing the self. So in the second pillar, we use methods to turn the mind within, to go beyond the mind, to go beyond the senses, to make the mind calm first, and then to quiet the mind. And these are very powerful meditation methods that we teach, because there's nothing to be given. Let me insist on this now. Every single one of you is perfect. Your perfection is already with you. Nothing can be given to you or taken away from you. The issue is that you conceal your perfection from yourself. You conceal your God nature from yourself. And so turning the mind within, using these meditation methods, is to recognize the glory, the wealth that you already have, that you yourself have concealed by your own power for so, so long, right? So that's the first step. That comes from making the mind quiet. And then all of those useless tendencies that are connected to a restless mind, and those are, I'm going to list them again, fear, doubt, worry, anxiety, frustration, depression, anger, sarcasm, cynicism, the corruption of greed, lusting after greed. So these are all useless tendencies, but they're all connected to a restless mind, and they begin to subside when the mind is made quiet. Because you can use the energy of the mind just like you use your computer. When you're done with it, you turn it off. It doesn't have to be running all the time.
Wait, I got to turn off my mind? No, that'd be the end of me, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I see the theme here, the theme running through this at the Bachta School of Transformation. I love it. The mind, again, as a teacher? No, uh-uh. As a tool, yes.
Yes.
And you know, turning off the mind is one of the hardest things for the Western mind to do. In other words, if you've grown up in a, let's say, a molecular reductionist mindset, very much rooted in a consciousness of materiality, right? Stuff,
yes.
Right? Only things,
yes,
I can see and touch and taste and feel, I know that's real, right? And this is a trick of the mind, because, you know, when you realize that there's so much more beyond it, the mind kind of gets a little upset, or can be. It's like, no, I'm the guy in charge here. What do you mean there's something more than me? There's something beyond me. So that's ego,
right,
again, playing itself out. It's a trap. It's a trap.
It is.
And so we're going through these pillars, and I'm seeing the theme running through them. And it's like one of the most important things that we can do, because we have almost overdeveloped our minds in the Western world, not recognized their limitation, purposeful design limitation, and put them in charge with great danger. Again, we see, you know, things, you know, technology without consciousness creating great harm. You know, even I've talked about the 5G, fifth generation wireless technologies, things like that. It's not that there can't be some amazing technological leaps, but if we don't take into consideration the harm that can come and how to remediate it simultaneous to that, then we are living in an unconscious state where we pretend there are no negative consequences to our actions, and that's when we do our greatest evil as humans, where we're devoid of that spiritual consciousness.
Well put. So that's our second pillar, and I want people to understand, because there's this narrative that says, well, if I meditate regularly, I'm going to become flaky, and my mind's going to become weak, and I'm just going to become one of these flakes. The truth is, and this is backed by peer-reviewed science, that meditation not only makes the mind sharper, but it also gives us more available mental energy, because the mind, when it's turned within, regenerates. It merges back into its power source from which it came, and then returns when need be with an even greater level of power, but with greater awareness, greater spiritual awareness, and that's the difference.
Beautiful.
And so then we have the third pillar. Now, the third pillar is emotional resilience. This is a big one, right? So we are endowed with humanity and the ability to express our humanity using emotions. This is a gift from God, and we must express our humanity. But the problem is, and the fine line is, how do we do that without becoming slaves to our emotions? Because this is where fear begins to rise exponentially, when we become slaves to our emotions rather than being able to master the expression of our emotions, because those are two different things. So emotional resilience has to do with the following, and this is everything where fear is concerned. We have been raised with particular understandings that we have embraced without ever questioning. Then we go through school and we accept other understandings that we embrace and begin to live by without ever questioning, because they came to us from authority figures. And then, you know, marriage or girlfriend, boyfriend, peer pressure, wanting to be accepted. And oftentimes we change the way we think so that we can be accepted by peers, because we want to be accepted. So there, and then there's popular media, popular culture. We're bombarded with all kinds of thoughts and notions and understandings. And so we have it's like a prison almost of understandings that we need to wade through. And in spiritual life, connected to fear specifically, we have the power to determine, regardless of how we got these understandings, are these understandings useful for the direction I wish to go now to become fearless? Mm-hmm. So we have to go back, and it's a simple process to examine the understandings, ask ourselves, did I ever question this understanding before accepting it and embracing it? Because if you didn't, now you have to question it. And you just examine it. It's a form of contemplation, examining it from the higher spiritual witnessing awareness to decide, is this understanding useful? If it's not, let me discard it now, and I'll never pick it up again. And so that's emotional resilience. It's based on the principle of the art, which is knowing that understandings dictate how we feel in the moment.
You don't often think of pragmatism and practicality when you think of emotions, right? They're often described as irrational and on. But you're talking about getting into meditative. I'm going to add a couple of words here, because we talked about before, the language is something that's a limiting factor for some folks, and I don't want them to run away thinking, oh, I don't meditate, right? Or any number of reasons, right? You can contemplate, right? You mentioned that word. You can pray, be in a prayerful state of calmness. There are a lot of ways to describe this process or this state, and recognize that words and vibrations, some people, as you pointed out, are programmed to react unconsciously to, rather than to really sense or explore what is being communicated here in gaining emotional resilience through these practices.
Very important point. And so just so everyone understands who's listening, when I say meditate, I'm talking about the Sanskrit word dhyan, which means meditation is whenever you are fully present with God, with your God nature. That's meditation. You don't have to be sitting. You can sit, you can stand, you can walk about, you can be talking, you can be eating. Being fully present with your own God nature is the definition of meditation in what we call meditation or true meditation.
I'm glad you clarified that point. Dude, that is so cool to go to those original definitions, because we have these words that we use and people perceive them. They're not going back to root word origin. How did it start? That's it. Being fully present with God. That's what we're talking about. And as you point out, my goal is to be fully present 24/7. I fall down on that probably a lot. I do my level best to get back on it. But through the practice of the presence of God, of spirit. And, we'll talk about different ways to do that as well. Maybe mention that today on the air, as well as we talk about the Conquering Your Fears Summit coming up. But have we worked our way through emotional resilience? I know it's a tall order.
Yes, for now, we can go on to vibrant health. But all this to say, the first three pillars are integrated in such a way that they then create a foundation for vibrant health from the inside out, is the way I would put it. And so to conquer fear, absolutely, we have to also address what's happening at the cellular level to, as a mutual friend of ours, Dr. Daniel Pompa, says, if you don't fix the cell, you'll never get well. Mm. And so our cells have to be engaged and supported and nurtured in such a way that they are respiring optimally, oxidative phosphorylation, and that really entails using this spiritual power, our ability to improve our mental state and the emotional resilience that we require as a result, to be led in methods where we can begin to change our lifestyle to adopt a regimen that's most beneficial for ourselves. And so that's the vibrant health pillar, because it's very difficult. We have observed in my 35 plus years working with students on the spiritual side, I've observed that when their physical bodies are very sick, that becomes a huge distraction for them to be able to practice a spiritual method, for example, every day, because their entire lives are taken up with, you know, symptoms that they're trying to address moment by moment.
Yeah, discomfort in the physical temple that we exist in while we are here. That's so well said. That's why, again, a big role and goal for me is to help people find that path to healing so that they can reconnect, which is ultimately what is bringing the healing, to their true source, their true origin point, God, love. We got one more segment with Kate Darjeet today. We'll talk about the Conquer Your Fear Summit coming up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, wrapping it up, hour one here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Kate Dargie. We are just, I'm just like floating here with you. I'm loving the subject matter and how to communicate it. And the fact that, you know, we can ground it in words and principles that I perceive anyone from any background, faith, religious belief, whatever, can tap into and enliven their own spiritual experience. Because my sense about you is not about, I'm going to convert you, da, 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 da. No, it's about how do we enliven your recognition of your divinity and help you on your path, whatever that path may be. Am I wrong about that sense I get?
No, you're absolutely right. Absolutely beautiful. Right. So if we have all-consuming love for God, I'll go further to your point just now. If we have all-consuming love for God, that is the path. That is the path. And then everything else is expressed as a result of that with respect to how we express ourselves in a myriad of ways to serve others, to express our lives. Those are expressions of the one God, the one power. So I would say all-consuming love for that, right, for great spirit, for our divinity, is the path. Because with respect to fear, so to come back for fear, we have a Conquer Your Fears weekend online retreat. It's coming up. It's going to be June 5 through 7, June 5th through 7, and listeners can go to conqueryourfears.org. One of the great things about this weekend online retreat is that it's going to focus on a good number of methodologies that can be used coming from several different angles to eliminate fear permanently. But the one thread that everyone's going to find through them all is how to direct, to express this divine love and light within you, to enliven these methodologies, to make them completely alive in eliminating fear. So we've got Robert Scott Bell going to be on. It's going to be a great retreat lesson. We've got Ashana, who is an incredible healer through sound and mantra, and she does a retreat lesson that's full of mantra singing bowls and sound and how she heals with those and eliminates fear specifically. We've got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's going to be talking about and offering a retreat lesson based on her experience of being all in with God and how that's impacted her mission and her medical practice. We've got Nadira Lopez Garrity, the vice president of Health Freedom Ohio, who's going to be talking about how to eliminate fear by standing on the truth for protecting our health freedom and our God-given constitutional rights. So Dr. Ravi Kulasekara, a good friend of both of ours, who's going to be talking about how to address fear through specific mechanisms that he uses in his own naturopathy practice. So it's a great, great lineup. And what I want to say to everyone, understand fear is a thought construct. It's part of our mental conditioning. All mental conditioning can be changed. All thought constructs can be reversed, purified, shifted. So I want everyone to understand that, because in this Conquer Your Fears weekend online retreat, you're going to learn so many really great methods for removing the foundation of all fear as a thought construct that can be abandoned completely, thereby eliminating any sense of fear, because where there is fear, there is no intelligence. To be intelligent, we have to discard fear forever. This is going to be an amazing online retreat where you're going to learn so many methods for doing just that. And our dear friend and great being, Robert Scott Bell, is going to be giving a wonderful retreat lesson that we just put down.
I'm excited.
So it's
certainly things that I've not communicated out on this show in that depth, in that direction, and you prompted me to do so. I'm grateful for that. And it's June 5th through 7th. We're going to be sending out a special invitation. So sign up for email alerts as well at robertscottbell.com. We'll take you all as well to the Bhakta School of Transformation, bhaktaschool.org, B-H-A-K-T-A, school.org. And I just real quick, Bruce Lipton is another great guy that I've interacted with over the years, and he's going to be with me at the Advanced Medicine Conference Memorial Day weekend, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and then the Red Pill Expo in Rapid City, South Dakota, the weekend following with G. Edward Griffin and a lot of other good folks. So we'll keep all this healing coming. And K. Darji, you are amazing. The light and sound flowing through you, my friend, and I enjoy just hanging out with you. So we'll have to do this again.
Well, let's do it again and again. Love you, brother.
All right, my brother. And listen, I'm just here to remind you, as you know, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.